Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your hostess, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. As always, I appreciate your energetic presence. I know there's lots of ways you can spend your energy and your time, and I want to make this hour valuable and informative for you. We have a fun show ahead. It is April 17th, 2013, and we are broadcasting live in the sunshine. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day here in the Seattle area, and I hope you are feeling that warm, glorious energy wherever you are. We have people listening from all over the world. Thousands of people tune into the show, and it makes a wonderful energetic connection between all of us. Today's show is going to be really interesting. I hope it brings you clarity, peace. I hope it gets to the heart of some things that are on your mind. I've made a collection here of questions that you have asked over the past few months, and I'm going to answer them. All of these answers are in cooperation with spiritual guidance, and they cover a variety of topics. We're going to talk about what happens when you cut cords with someone, why do some people seem to grow on their spiritual path quickly and others do not, what is the point and purpose of the corporate world. I've heard that from a few of you who are exhausted from those experiences. We're going to look at that. Plus about five other questions. I have a total of eight selected here. So I'm going to make my way through each of those questions and share with you what my spiritual team says. And again, I hope to bring you clarity, peace, understanding, as well as get you started on a new path for yourself. So that's going to be a really powerful part of the show. Then the second half of the show, we go into astrology. And we have eclipses coming up very soon here. In fact, they start officially next week. April 25th is the first eclipse, and then there's two more in May. So I'm going to talk about each of those, as well as identify some overall patterns and themes for you to contemplate. The eclipses in May relate to energies from November. So we're going to look at that and go into that a bit so you can piece together some of these bigger changes that are in your life and get the fuller picture. So as always, please grab your astrology chart if you have it handy. If you do not, no problem. You can always come back and listen later to the show. And you can always grab a free astrology chart on astro.com. Go to that website, create a free account, enter in all of your birth information, and then under the free horoscope section, you want to scroll down, and there's a segment, a little square there where you can click on extended charts or, oh gosh, there's another name for it, but it's the visual of a chart. And actually, you know what, I'm going to tell you right as we're live because I know that some of you need to grab your chart. So you go to astro.com, you enter in all of your birth data, and then, and by the way, this website has so much good information. You could spend hours learning about your astrology chart for free. So I recommend this site just as a tool and to get more information. And then you want to go to, here it is, chart drawing, comma, ascendant. And that is where you will get the visual of your personal astrology chart. And it's a great place to start. You don't need to know everything that's going on there, but you can get some general information, start to see what resonates with you, what is true for you and your energy. It's a great website. So check that out. And feel free to listen to this show and come back with your chart and listen to it again. I always start the astrology section about midway through the show. So, a couple announcements. Well, actually, first an apology. I said that on April 14th, we would have a live show about the Akashic Records, and that had to be rescheduled. So I apologize to those of you who clicked over and tuned in. It was a last-minute decision, which I always hate to do, but it was for the best. So that has been rescheduled to this Saturday, April 20th. Okay, we're going to have a live Q&A session with Enos Martins. She is an Akashic visionary. She has been working with the Akashic Record since 2008. She is phenomenal. I have had sessions with her, and it has moved and shifted things for me in very powerful ways. So I'm excited for you to meet her, to connect with her intuitive skills, and to learn a bit more about the Akashic Records and everything you can learn there. And then the other announcement I have is the energy is shifting as I move into this topic. I don't normally talk about world events and stuff that's going on, but I have received very strong nudges from my guidance to just mention this and to throw this out to you, because people who listen to this show are very spiritually active and aware and highly intuitive. So what I want to share is in relation to the recent events at the Boston Marathon. A day or two ago. For those of you who don't know, there were a few bombs that went off at the Boston Marathon at the finish line. And understandably, it's devastating that people got hurt, that there were a few deaths, that there were injuries. However, what I'm feeling very strongly is that something is very fishy going on here, and that there's things that aren't being told to the public, that we're being fed something and told one version, but it's not the full and complete truth. There's government agencies that I don't feel are being honest. I feel like they're leading us down one path instead of giving information that is accurate. And so I just invite you to check in with yourself. See what feels right for you. See what feels true for you. We put a lot of trust into government bodies and agencies, but remember, these agencies are created on a collective energy, and a lot of that energy is being, it's being outgrown. Things are shifting in big ways, and this is a time where truth is going to be revealed. So, just sit with the experience and the energies and what you're seeing and what you're feeling when you observe these types of events. If you feel that something is not accurate, trust that. If you feel something is off, trust that. Do not look for the mainstream to confirm what you're feeling. Just confirm it for yourself. And be a keen observer. That's a very important thing right now, is just to look at what is happening and to tap into the energies that are going on and evaluate them for yourself. I feel like there's a bigger story happening behind the scenes here. I feel like there's some things going on that are being hidden from us, and I feel this huge energy of a distraction. Like there's a lot of distraction around this. It's distracting us from something. That is just my feeling, and I'm sharing it with you to see if you connect to it and to go from there. So like I said, I don't normally mention those kinds of world events, but I just felt it was important to put it out there. So let's get to today's top spirituality questions that you have sent in through email, Facebook, and Twitter. If you have more questions, I invite you to send those in as well. I feel like this is going to be a really fun show, and we're going to need to do a couple of these in the future. So please reach out. Here we go. The first question. This is a really good one. What happens when you cut cords with someone? Now, cutting cords, for those who are new to this verbiage, is about energetically cutting cords with somebody that you have perhaps a karmic tie with, an energetic tie, a soulmate connection. You have an energy with them, but it's a cord. It's like essentially a cord of energy between you and them. And you can do these cord cutting meditations and ceremonies to unplug the energy, to release it. And so you can do this in your own way. You can do this through different experts. They offer wonderful resources and materials. So what do you do? What happens? What happens to them and what happens to you? Well, this is an interesting answer. What happens to you depends on you, depends on how you then choose to direct your energy next. And the surest, most peaceful way to cut cords with someone is by understanding that they come into your life with gifts, with lessons to offer you, and when you cut the cords, you want to seal that connection with love, peace, forgiveness, gratitude. So after you cut these cords, you want to, it's almost like I'm getting this image where, like, say you have a cut on your leg or something and you apply a bandage and the cut is healing itself, but the bandage you're applying is love, is trust, is forgiveness, is gratitude. That is what you want to do after you cut cords with somebody, is that whenever you go into that place of blank, enter, you know, hurt, anger, sadness, resentment, fear, whatever they stirred up in you, you want to then go into the peace, forgiveness, gratitude, and love for them and what they taught you. And that is how you finalize that energy, okay? And that's what it's about. You're finalizing the energy for yourself, and you're closing it off with the highest possible energies. Now, that is what you have control over. That is what you then decide. When you cut cords with somebody, you're giving yourself the opportunity to make a new intentional decision about how to direct the energy. So you're retraining yourself. Now, the flip side is what happens to them, right? You've done all this magnificent work. You've owned the lesson. You get it. You know what's going on. You see the energy. You're like, yay, I get it. So what happens to them? Well, probably nothing. They might not feel a thing. They might have no idea. They will potentially circulate in the same energy. They might, in fact, reach out to you even more because they feel how your energy has disappeared. And because that vacuum has been created, there might be an unconscious desire on their part to reach out to you even more, even stronger, without realizing why. And so this is, again, where you come back to owning your energy and owning your growth, your spiritual advancement, and that you have given yourself the opportunity to practice greater detachment, greater love, greater forgiveness. And you do that by your own conscious choice. See, you can, if you have cut cords with somebody, you can reinitiate that energy. Cutting the cords of energy is something you initiated to end it, but you can also reinitiate that connection. So this is where you want to be very aware of where your thoughts are going, where your feelings are going, and work with the highest energies so that you don't go back into that energetic circle. Now, like I said, that they will have no idea that you're doing this, at least most likely not on a conscious level. But depending on how you do that, they could still reach out to you. They could try to be in touch or contact you through other people. But chances are they're not going to feel a thing. And that is divine because it's it comes back to your spiritual decisions. Okay? So when you cut cords with someone, your energy changes, theirs probably does not. And that's the long and the short of it. And so then on this note, how do you block an energy exchange and or protect yourself from unwanted energetic connections? Okay, this question comes from Sarah. Great question, Sarah. How do you block an energy exchange? It is one of the most powerful ways that we connect with them, with people, is through our energies. And cutting the cords is one way to do that. You can block people on Facebook. You can remove all, even technological connections to them if you need to. I mean, there's things you can do in your everyday world to reduce the amount of visible contact you have with somebody. But the bigger picture is the energy exchange, as you mentioned, and protecting yourself. There's a few ways to do this. I recommend, first of all, you probably need to work with someone else who can guide you through breaking off this energy exchange. You don't have to, but I recommend it because it's usually someone else who can see the situation more accurately and get to the heart of the issue, get to the heart of the karmic contract or the soul contract, and really, you know, nip it in the bud. I recommend that, and actually that relates to Akashic Records work and why I highly endorse it, because it does get to the heart of issues. Another way that you can do this is by closing off your chakras and protecting your energy with white light. You can call in your spiritual team to assist you, the archangels, the ascended masters, any beings that you work with. You can absolutely call in their energy to protect you and keep you feeling safe. You can do this by specifying certain people's energies, or you can do this by just saying in general, it's only the highest possible energies are available to me now. Another way you can do this to block energy and to protect yourself from unwanted energy interactions is by simply saying out loud, just stop. Like, stop, so-and-so, go away. I mean, I know it sounds silly, and it might feel a little bit, like you might feel unconscious or self-conscious doing it, but the idea is that your words have power. And when you declare something to be finalized, to come to a halt, and to not intrude, it will respect your free will. Energy will respect your free will. And there could be something gratifying about just saying out loud, stop it, George, from being anywhere near my space. You do not have permission to connect with me. Just saying it out loud could be satisfying. So those are a few ways to do that. But again, I recommend working with a professional who can get to the heart of the issue so that you can really feel a sense of completion with it and that it doesn't circle around for you. So I hope that helped you, Sarah. That was a really good question, and it's very relevant right now. A lot of people have unconscious energy that they throw around. And if you are picking up on someone, if you find yourself thinking of somebody randomly, quote-unquote randomly, or if they are appearing in your dreams or they're showing up in some way in your life, it could be because they are trying to connect with your energy, to interact with you, and you decide if that feels healthy or if it feels uncomfortable and a little icky. Trust yourself on that, and also know that you are always in full control of who works with you and how. That's really important for all of us right now. Okay, our third question here. This one comes from J. So we don't have a full name. Jay says, why do you have people in your life who are not into spirituality or following a spiritual path and never will be? Should you keep those relationships in your life? Okay, so let me rephrase that, Jim. Jay, why do I have people in my life who are not into spirituality or following a spiritual path and I know they never will be? Should I keep those relationships in my life? Very timely, very relevant question, because I think that many of us have this in our lives. It's almost like two groups, right? You can split it down the center and say, okay, there's this part of my life, people that I know, that I love, that I adore, that I also know are not on a spiritual path and don't have an interest. And then you have people over here on the other side of your life who are perhaps all about spirituality, and it's their passion and they love it, and it just connects to your heart and you want to share more. And so there's these two parts of us that are coexisting right now, and they can create this push and pull, this unsettledness around relationships, because we think, quote unquote, that we have to have it all figured out and that we have to have everybody on the same page. So let me get to the heart of this answer for you, Jay. It's most important that you be you. You follow your interests, you follow your passions, and you let everyone else just be themselves. Just let them be. You don't need to campaign for spirituality. You don't need to demonstrate. You don't need to prove. You don't have to do anything. Just let them be. And I hope that feels light to you, that it relieves any type of burden you're carrying or anything that you have to say or explain or justify, because you don't. Absolutely, you do not have to. It's interesting because when we have people, and I'm going to refer to them as groups, when we have groups in our lives that seem to be very different, it's because at the heart of it, they represent ourselves. So they represent the parts of us that are passionate and excited about spirituality and all the work involved and the gifts and the healing and the themes. And then it also represents the part of us that perhaps feels very safe being in a 3D environment, right? Because think about, you know, the more you go onto a spiritual path, the more pathways open. And yet you look back on your third dimensional experience, and doesn't it seem in a way simple, that it's more simple because you go with what you see, you go with what you know, it's about your job and perhaps money and perhaps career and perhaps relationships. It's like everything just can seem more simple because you're not looking for a deeper meaning. And with the spiritual path, we're seeking, we're exploring, we're working with our energies, we're doing a different type of work. And so when we have these two groups in our lives, it's because it represents both sides of us and our ongoing experiences. And I feel that it's really important right now, really, really important, to not vilify or judge or do anything or have negative thoughts about the experiences of the third dimensional world. Because we need the third dimensional experiences in order to be on this planet. Everything that the third dimensional reality offers us has a lot of value if we choose to see that. And so it's important to know what to embrace about it, as well as what to detach from, but to understand that it's not bad. It's not less than. It's just different. And we can let it be. We can let it go about its own stuff, its own thing, and we don't have to try and shift it or force it to do something it's not ready to do. And I'm saying that as the collective group in your life, but also each individual person. Because as you know, there are people in your life who probably will never be interested in, for example, this radio show, right? They just, it's not their thing. It's not their cup of tea. And so what it comes back to, Jay, is just accepting that the spiritual work is what you love and what you signed up for, and to just let everyone else be in terms of honoring their free will and what they signed up for. So whether or not to keep those relationships in your life is entirely your decision. But come back to the fact that these relationships represent part of you. And so if you find parts of yourself shifting and that there is not energy to connect to there, that you might feel the need to end those relationships, and you'll know that. And it could just be ending them by letting them fade away instead of putting any energy towards them. But again, follow what is right for you and follow it from a pure place, a place of honor of each person's free will and of honoring your path and what is best for you. So essentially, there is no hard and fast answer to these questions, to this question about whether or not you should keep those relationships in your life. But you'll know, because that energy in you will probably cease to exist, and then you'll get clarity around those relationships. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Why do some people seem to grow on their spiritual path very quickly, and others, like myself, are slower? Okay, good question. This relates to your own energetic imprint. And if you were to look at the patterns in your life, would you say that things happened slower for you, or would you say that things happened faster for you? This will relate to how you use your energy, how you think, how you are comfortable in the world, because you can accelerate your growth at any time, but your growth speed depends on what is comfortable for you and what you need. And so I would caution against comparing yourself to others, and I would caution you against that type of evaluation, because it doesn't lead anywhere good. I mean, it can just make you feel like you're behind, and you're not. You're not at all. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It's perfect, and the way you grow is perfect for you. If you want to change that, you most definitely can. You can accelerate your spiritual development, and by doing that, I would recommend setting the intention for it, asking for the right teachers to show up, ask for the right lessons to come forward. Take the initiative and set the intention to change that for yourself if you want to. And otherwise, this relates to the previous question, which is where just, you be you and allow others to grow at their own pace and their own rate, and understand that it's all divine. We have different rates of growth because it also helps maintain the energetic balance on Earth. It's like if we all grew really fast and really quickly at the same time, it's almost like the teeter-totter would fall to the right-hand side and there'd be nothing left to balance it. So everything that's unfolding is divine, and your speed of growth is perfect. So validate that for yourself and try and step away from the comparison part. The other thing that's coming through here to share with you about that is that the comparison part is from the ego, and if you're doing this in one area of your life, you're probably doing it in all areas of your life, whether it's conscious or not. So look at that comparison part, and you want to go deeper into that voice. And the comparison stuff, the root of it is self-love. And so that means loving yourself more, respecting yourself more, cherishing and valuing yourself more. All of that is going to help get you away from the comparison stuff. Okay, next question. How do you know if you have more spiritual talents to uncover? This is from Georgia. Oh, this is fun. How do you know if you have more spiritual talents to uncover? Well, the answer that came through loud and clear from my spiritual team about this is, of course you have more spiritual talents and gifts to uncover. We all do. We all have treasure chests full of gifts. However, that doesn't mean that we can focus on all of them or work with all of them. Many of us choose certain gifts to take into this lifetime in order to hone them and master them and really make the most of them. That will depend on, again, your energy and what you carry and what feels comfortable for you. So you always have more spiritual talents to uncover. And I would invite you to just follow the breadcrumbs around what excites you. What interests you? Where do you find yourself going when you have free time? What blogs do you read? What classes do you want to take? What divination tools do you like working with? I mean, do you love tarot? Do you love chakras? Do you want to explore more about your intuitive skills? Just follow where your interests are and trust that. Really trust that. It can be an exciting process when you get your mind out of it and you just allow it to unfold. So you will always have more spiritual talents to uncover, and it'll happen at the rate that fits you and what you also have time for, because we do live in the time-space continuum, only 24 hours in a day still. But as we become more multidimensional, your talents can also amplify quantumly. So follow your interests, follow what you love, and see where that leads, and know that it's part of the joy of being human, is that the spiritual stuff just keeps expanding and unfolding. Okay, next question. I actually like this next question a lot. It's from Alan. I work in corporate America, and since last fall, I have been sick many times. It seems that, as crazy it may seem, but it seems that corporate America is making me sick, and I'm working on transitioning away from this job that now feels unhealthy and that my body is reacting to. What can you tell us about the purpose of corporate America and why many of us have experiences that drive us from these environments? Beautiful question, Alan. Beautiful, beautiful. And I can attest to this because I, too, have had my experiences in corporate America. So I checked in with my guidance about this because I think this is really important right now for many people, just to have peace and clarity around it. As I said earlier, the third dimension offers us many gifts, and we need to embrace it as much as we can without judging it, without saying it's negative or harsh. And that relates to the corporate America structures and everything that is set up within those energy paradigms. Now, what I saw very clearly through guidance, and this is for most of us, not necessarily everyone, but corporate America, one of the gifts it offers us is the ability to work through karmic contracts that we agreed to complete. And so many of us will have jobs in corporate America, find ourselves in different positions and settings simply because it's the playground for karmic energies and contracts that we can choose to complete, to raise, to transform for ourselves. Corporate America has the gift, I'm going to call it a gift, and the opportunity of allowing us to raise our vibration and our energies, because we're literally in it. Like, you're in the heart of some of the creepiest, most manipulative, yuckiest energies at times, right? And I feel like that's what's happening for you, Alan, is that as you have raised your energy and vibration and owned your spiritual path, you look at your setting and your job in corporate America with brand new eyes, right? You see people differently. You see the themes going on. You see the power struggles. You see it all. And so part of seeing that is seeing your role in it and seeing, well, why am I here? Why am I in this desk with these people? And it's because for you, you are working out energies that you have carried, unconscious energies you've carried for lifetimes, and you are completing it for yourself. And in order to complete it, you need other people to play certain roles for you. So let's take the power struggle with a boss. You know, the chances are that that boss, the power struggle there that you're experiencing in this lifetime could be a reverse scenario of what you've experienced in another lifetime where you were the boss and you were in control and you were manipulative and you exuded all those energies. this time around, you're balancing the karma, you're completing the contract with that person, and you're just becoming conscious of what that energy is about. And the thing about it, and I know this is what this is something we don't want to hear, but the thing of it is that we are in these situations because we also have that energy. It doesn't mean it's alive. It doesn't mean that it's something you consciously work with, but it could relate to a former lifetime where you, again, were that boss and you held those exact same energies that you're now receiving. And so you're in the situation because you are healing these energies for yourself. You're completing them. You're ending them. And the only way you can do that is if you have a playground to do that in. So that is one of the main purposes of corporate America, or even corporations, not just America, because I know corporations are international. But that's why these settings exist from a spiritual perspective. They are actually gifts. They're incredible opportunities, because if we did not have these experiences, we would still be holding these energies and it would show up in different areas of our life. So I acknowledge the incredible growth you've had, Alan, and everything that's come to your awareness since last fall. The sickness is most likely related to how you're absorbing these energies, and it could even be that how you're denying them. And so then you're unconsciously storing the energy in your body and also trying to escape from that setting. So by being sick, you're able to stay home and escape being in personal contact in that setting. So I would recommend, Alan, that you look at the patterns that are showing up here. The patterns are very important. And to work with someone who can help you get to the heart of these issues and complete it for yourself. This can happen so quickly, my friend. This energy can be done and gone very quickly. And when that happens, you know, your job can change. You can move locations. You can find a new job at a new place. The energy is so fast right now that you could, when you complete this, I wouldn't be surprised if your job changes very quickly. So recognize the gifts in corporations, recognize how they offer opportunities for healing, for energy completion, for karma closure, and then also allow yourself to complete those energies within and move forward. And believe me, you will be celebrated. The universe celebrates us when we make these connections and we honor ourselves in this way. So yay for you. I think this is a very, very cool energy to understand. Now we have two more questions, and I notice we are past the halfway mark. I'm going to extend the show so that we have time for the astrology and that doesn't get cut off. I think that's important right now because, like I said, we start the eclipse season next week, so I want to make sure and give you that full information. Okay, next question. We have two more questions here. This one is from somebody in, let's see, New Zealand. It just says, a friend in New Zealand. Okay, wonderful. Hello, friend in New Zealand. Here's the question. I keep dealing with the same healing theme over and over again in my life, and I'm exhausted. I feel tired, angry, and defeated. Why isn't anything changing for me? Why do I have to keep moving in the circle of this energy and this healing? How do I break free and really complete this theme? Okay. Very honest question. Very honest question, my friend in New Zealand. So why isn't anything changing for me? Why do I have to keep moving in this circle of healing? I'm going to get right to the point here. And even the wording in these two questions exudes victim consciousness energy. You're holding yourself back with these thought patterns. You're seeing it as these things are happening to you instead of how you are contributing to the safety of the same energy. So there is something here where you are powerfully creating these scenarios over and over again because you, on some level, feel safe in them. It's like, you know what happens when you say this and the next person does this and then you do this. It's like it's part of a control thing where you know the circle and you're comfortable in the circle. And I want to make sure that's clear, because you are powerful, and what you are creating for yourself is this continuous energy, because you know it and it feels safe, and you can, it's like then you don't have to step outside your comfort zone. And yet what's also happening at the same time, you have your higher self that's coming through here and saying, you know, there is another way. There is another way to break the cycle and move forward. There is something else you can do here. And you're feeling that, and that's also why the anger is coming up and why you're feeling defeated and tired, because you're angry at yourself. You're angry that you're making the same choice. And what you really want is to make a fresh choice and to have that courage and that trust and that knowingness that it's okay to go off on a new path. And so you're viewing it as the circle of energy you're in, like it has power over you, instead of understanding that, you know, you have power over it. So what I recommend doing here, and I know this can be complex, and I'm just trying to make it simple to get to the heart of it. What I recommend doing is, again, go to the pattern. What is the pattern here? So what triggers you in the same circle? And this is something only you can answer for yourself, and it requires a lot of self-honesty. Where do you get triggered and you start to veer right? Because that is the path you know, right? That's the unconscious action. You go right. Now, what I'm inviting you to do is to look at that trigger, and with hindsight, we can see it more clearly, okay? So even looking at a recent scenario, when you felt that trigger, identify it, and what would have happened if instead of going right, you had turned left? What would that be? What's over there to the left? Meaning, if instead you said something or went down a mental path or got upset, what if you went left and just observed yourself and all the feelings that came up? Because when you are in observer mode, you have a new level of awareness and a new level of power. It is a choice, because the reaction can be enticing, especially if it's a well-worn path. If you're really used to that reaction, you're really used to that circle of energy, it's going to be very enticing. But what I'm inviting you to do is to step back and just observe it and say, okay, if I look back on that scenario and I was triggered by this XYZ, what if I had not reacted? What if I did not engage in that energy anymore? And see, what you're doing right away is when you stop and you observe something from this point, you're actually starting to change the neural processes in your brain. You're creating new connections in your brain that are looking at something in a new way. And this is how you start going down a new path, and this is how you break this healing cycle, and you break free, as you said, and you complete the theme, because again, it comes back to you. It comes back to looking at the unconscious patterns and making them conscious, and ownership, taking ownership of it. Instead of seeing it as owning you, you're saying, okay, you know, I did have this reaction, and I've had this reaction my whole life. That is a huge self-conversation. But it changes things in a big way, and it moves you out of any kind of victim energy or feeling like it's happening to you. Now, this is a big topic, and what's fascinating is the synchronicity here, is that this has a lot to do with next week's show, where we are talking about completing healing energy and amplifying joy. So I'm going to be talking more about this more fully in next week's show, because there are some things to do after you are in observer mode, ways to reinforce these changes. But this question is very timely. So just right now, understand that you are powerful, that nothing is happening to you. You are creating it. You are participating in it. But at any time, you can change that cycle of behavior, and that's what you're starting to do now. Okay? So I hope that got to the heart of things for you. And now we have one more question. Okay, here it is. I have a very strong spiritual side, but I am in the public eye, and I am feeling uncertain about sharing this part of my life. Any insights about this? Okay. I have a very strong spiritual side, but I'm in the public eye, and I am feeling uncertain about sharing this part of my life. Any insights? Yes. Okay, this is big. I'm feeling this from guidance very strongly. We can get locked into what we think are other people's perceptions of us. And these perceptions can keep us small. They can keep us in a corner or locked into a certain self-definition. What you are doing here, honestly and bravely, is expanding your self-definition through your spiritual work. And there's a fear that your, we're going to call them fans, or your public, isn't going to follow you. And that something will happen, and it's almost like you get knocked down or you go, or you sink. It's like there's a fear that you're going to fall and lose people. And you look at how much work you've done and how much you've created and everything that's gone into getting to this point. And there's a fear that some people are not going to get it and they're going to abandon you. And so, one, there's a deep karmic thing going on here, but you know, you've set this up, my friend, so that you can work through this, like shatter this karmic energy for yourself and understand that, oh, wow, this is really big, that when you expand, you are, yes, some people are going to disappear, but even more people are going to show up. I feel this really big for you. And this name was withheld. I don't have a name to reference. But I feel strongly that it's female energy, and I'm feeling that that this is part of the shift of divine feminine energy, and that there's something here where it's almost like, you know, modern women, we know how mean people can be, right? Like, we know mean girl energy. We know emotional manipulation. We know how catty things can get. And so there's also a fear here that when you expand yourself and go bigger and really get out there with more of who you are, that that's going to all get kicked up, you know, that more, that people are going to say things and they're going to be rude. And you know what? They probably will. Yes, they probably will. But that's not yours to have to react to or deal with or even acknowledge, because that would just hold you back, and you've outgrown it. You know, you've grown past it. So the part of you that has this beautiful spiritual essence that you want to bring forth, there are people who are not going to know this part of you, and they probably will go away. But I feel it as if, you know, it's like the ebb and tide of the ocean. The ocean takes away little small shells on the sand, and then it brings in more, bigger, fresh bounty. You know, think about how many times the ocean ebbs and flows a day, and it continually removes, you know, the beach debris only to bring in the fresh stuff, the new stuff. So my guidance is saying strongly here that, you know, you're holding yourself back because it feels safe, and that's okay. We all want to feel safe, but you're being gifted with the opportunity to trust bigger, and the rewards will be even bigger because of that. And, you know, however you share yourself is up to you. And you can do it in small chunks. You can do it in a big, bold manner. It can be any way that feels right for you, but you will have greater self-love and self-respect for yourself if you listen to these urges, if you listen to the part of you that wants to go bigger and that wants to get out in the public eye more with the truth of who you are. So I hope that answers your question. I feel that it does, actually. I feel like a lot of clearing. Like, you know, there's something where we just need to hear the words. We just need to hear something, even if we think it and know it. It's almost like just to hear it outside of our own head can bring us that clarity. So I think that what I'm saying is just reiterating what you already know. And you know that, and you just needed somebody else to say it. So I hope that that provides clarity and peace and love. And gosh, I feel excitement around this energy for you. And I can relate to it as well in my own world where, you know, there's parts of me that wants to go bigger and it also can feel vulnerable. But that is part of this experience that we chose. We chose this for ourselves. So let's own it and let's celebrate it and let's support each other with it. And that's going to bring us even more joy. Yes, definitely. Okay. Really good questions, my friends. There's a lot of great information that came through here. Like I said, these were all answers from spiritual guidance. And if you're new to the show, I do channel different energies, but I talk like me. I talk like Molly. I don't go into a trance. I just speak as it comes through. I'm a conscious channel, and I speak in my own verbiage and my own modern ways. So if you were looking for me to change my voice or something, that's not me. but all of this was from spiritual guidance, and I thank you for these wonderful, wonderful questions. Now, we're going to take a quick 60-second break so I can get some water, and then we'll come back and talk about astrology. We're going to talk about the three eclipses, and I'm going to play for you one of my favorite songs in the break. Was ABBA singing Dancing Queen, which just makes me happy. It feels like a high vibe song, one of those tunes I can listen to at any time, any place. So I hope that was a happy little 60 seconds for you. Now we move into astrology. And as I said at the top of the show, you're invited to grab your astrology chart if you'd like. Or you can just listen, or of course you can come back later with your astrology chart and get some more specifics about how these eclipses are going to be working with you. Now, one of the main points about the eclipses that are coming up, and they're happening April 25th, May 9th, May 25th, one of the key things here is that normally we have four eclipses in a year. And in 2013, we have five eclipses. So we're going to have amplified energies. Things are going to be moving and shaking and busting through. Things can also fall apart. Things can do a 180-degree turn. It's a very energetic, dynamic thing to have these eclipses. And I'm feeling it strongly that it's going to be a solid month of energy coming in and coming out in big waves, almost like big waves, up and down, and just I'm seeing it as moving us forward, as eclipses do, but moving us forward in a way that requires trust, intentional grounding, and an awareness of how we're thinking. So we have three eclipses in a row, and they start with a lunar eclipse on April 25th. That is next Thursday. The energy of eclipses usually begins as probably at least 2 weeks in advance, but I feel like it's going to really be felt when we enter the astrological sign of Taurus on Saturday, April 20th. We're going to start feeling eclipse energy even more. So the April 25th eclipse is a lunar eclipse, and it's at 5 degrees of Scorpio. So go ahead and find 5 degrees of Scorpio in your astrology chart. And this is where the full moon is going to be illuminating and revealing something in your life that's ready to be transformed. Scorpio energy is all about transformation. It's about power and how you're using your power, how you are owning it. This is an energy that is emotional. It wants to go deep. It wants to go into the psychology of something. It asks the why. You know, think of like a five-year-old who has incessant questions about why. That is a bit like Scorpio. You want to know more. You want to know deeper. Explain this. Explain that. And it's all about contributing to our transformation process. And I feel that with this energy, we have a lot of responsibility involved, and that's because Saturn is heavily a part of this full moon lunar eclipse. Saturn makes us look at where we are being responsible, where we're being mature, where we are being an adult in our life. Saturn in Scorpio, specifically, is showing us how we are owning our spiritual development, how we are owning ourselves as adults and moving through this transformation. If we're not doing that, if we're not using our resources well, if we're trying to escape or trying to deny or trying to, not deal with it, that's going to come up even stronger. The Scorpio energy also deals with sexuality. It deals with things that are undercover that we don't see. It can be very obsessive. It can be passionate. It has a lot of intensity to it. There's also a lot of focus. So you could feel a renewal of focus on your transformation or on your personal power. How are you using your power? Are you being responsible with it? Are you using it in a way that benefits others? These are all big questions with this lunar eclipse. Now, the other part of the coin, of the equation, is that the sun is in Taurus. And Taurus energy is the opposite of Scorpio energy. It's about keeping things simple, enjoying the luxuries and the senses of life. It wants to stick with what is known. It doesn't want to go deep into under the earth. Taurus just wants to have a solid, firm foundation and enjoy the scenery, enjoy wine, enjoy great food, and keep things simple. Scorpio energy is about letting go. Taurus energy is about acquiring. So we have this give and take within ourselves of what parts of us are ready to transform and be let go of. They are ready to be completed and done. And what parts of ourselves are we ready to fill in the gaps with, to honor that, okay, it's time to bring in something new here, something fresh. How can I simplify this area of my life? So that is the first eclipse. Now, because it's a lunar eclipse, a full moon lunar eclipse, our emotions run higher. Like I said, there can be obsession, passion, intensity. The Scorpio doesn't do things lightly. It does things heavily. And so this energy can be intense. It could be an intense day at work. You could be feeling it with your coworkers, with your family, with your spouse. You could just be feeling it in your own life. on a very intense level. It could be a lot of emotions come up. So just be aware of that and give yourself space. And remember that other people are going through this energy too. You know, that we're all connected, and it's all part of our grand transformation together as we move what is unconscious into conscious and make fresh choices. Now, we follow up the April 25th eclipse. It's followed by the May 9th solar eclipse. This is new moon energy, and it's in 19 degrees of Taurus. Now, as I said about Taurus, Taurus likes to keep things simple. It likes to keep things at home, kind of like it's about security, sticking with what is known, building it, being practical, making things more beautiful. There's that desire to surround yourself with beautiful possessions or to go to where you feel secure. And when we move through the zodiac, and we move through Taurus in the zodiac sign, it's about taking what was initiated in Aries and then applying practical components. What is real here? Where can I find the grounding in these ideas? What can I do to make this a practical, reliable part of my life? And also, how can I simplify it? How can I make it joyful so that I can use this in a concrete manner? Taurus is also stubborn. And, you know, if a Taurus is standing on a rock and it doesn't want to move off a rock, it's not going to move. So there could be this test of wills where you feel like, okay, I'm sticking with this idea. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to force it to happen, and I'm going to almost bully my way through it. That is part of the Taurus energy. In the solar eclipse, we're getting a fresh initiation of building something that enhances our self-worth. Taurus is associated with valuing ourselves. What in our lives demonstrates that back to us? What relationship? What part of your daily life shows you, and what part of your daily life feels good? It provides security. It makes you appreciate the simple things in life. A lot of Taurus energy is about reminding ourselves how valuable we are and that we need to place that value in ourselves and not simply in possessions or spending money or you know, doing all kinds of frivolous things. It comes back to valuing who we are and having that be a center from where we build our life. So that May 9th solar eclipse, to me, it feels really grounding. It feels really good to me, like solid. You know, in March we had a ton of Pisces energy, and that could have felt like we were floating off the ground, like we weren't touching a surface. We were just moving through all the spiritual energy. Now we've been moving through a ton of Aries energy, which is about go, initiate, get something going. Let's move it. Let's charge ahead. Let's go for it. And so there's been a lot of action. And now with this Taurus solar eclipse, I feel like we're going to get a chance to just ground ourselves and say, okay, what is real here? What part of my journey do I want to ground and take with me and build on it? Now, solar eclipses are about change. So you could have something come to your awareness from out of the blue. It could be something that, you know, you realize in the middle of the night needs to go or needs to change. Could be that you realize you have a bunch of things in your life that no longer connect to who you are. These could be possessions, friendships, relationships. It could just be the shift in how you perceive what's in your world. And you realize, you know, this doesn't fit me anymore. I'm going to throw it out and get ready for the new. That is also a very strong part of this solar eclipse in Taurus. Now I want to move to the last eclipse, which is May 25th. This is a lunar eclipse. It's a full moon, and it is at 4 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is important. The 4 degrees of Sagittarius is significant because it is the ending of a cycle that began in December 2010. So see if you can think back to that, okay? December 2010, that is when eclipse energy started in between Sagittarius and Gemini. And when eclipses began in pairs, they worked in pairs. So from December 2010, we've been dealing with these mutable energies, and it's the teacher-student dynamic. So think about what you have been learning and what you have been sharing and mastering since December 2010. We're going to be finalizing that energy and closing it out. So there's a phase here of your personal growth that's coming to an end, and we're moving into a new level of claiming trust and faith as inherent parts of us. We're also incorporating higher levels of mental energy, being aware of our thoughts, being aware of how we communicate, being aware of where we are perhaps self-righteous and all-knowing. And we're using all of this now to trust more, to have faith in ourselves more. When I say trust, I'm referring to self-trust. Trusting you more, trusting your thoughts more, trusting your instincts and your ideas and what you have to say. All of that is a strong theme, and we've been working with that since December 2010, and now we're moving forward. Evolution always moves forward, so we've been working with the next phase of that. After the Sagittarius-Gemini energies, we move into the Taurus-Scorpio energies. Now, I'm bringing that up because those are the eclipses we're working with right now. The eclipses are in Scorpio and Taurus starting last fall. Last fall, we had two eclipses. And one of those eclipses was this, I'm getting a lot of information, and I'm trying to keep it simple. Okay. Last fall, we had an eclipse on November 13th. And we got 21 degrees of Scorpio. This May, we're having an eclipse at 19 degrees of Taurus, essentially the opposite point of that first eclipse in November. So May is a balancing month to November. That's what I'm getting at. It just took me a while to get there. What I'm getting at is that May is balancing out what you experienced in November, and I feel it as completions. So whatever came up in November is completing in May and or beginning a new phase. So if you had projects starting in the fall, if you had relationship changes, if you had career stuff coming up, whatever it is, May is a pivotal month for how all of that is going to be balanced out and changed for your best interest. So the May 25th eclipse at 4 degrees of Sagittarius is opposite the November 28th eclipse that was at 6 degrees of Gemini. So wherever those eclipses showed up in your chart, it's going to be in a balancing part of your chart now. It's going to be opposite. This is important because it's something where we were moving forward and had significant life changes in November, and now in May, we're being given the opportunity to complete them, to finalize them, to find peace with it, to acknowledge our growth, to understand where we were ready to let go, where we were ready to go out on our own, where we were ready to evolve to a new level. May is going to take us again to that next level. So I'm feeling very strongly that this last eclipse on May 25th is powerful. It has a lot of potential for us. It's also fascinating, the annual Buddhist holiday of Wesak. And this is the day, the one day of the year that celebrates Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and death. It's the biggest Buddhist holiday. And there's going to be a lot of spiritual energy all over the globe because of the celebration. So it's a celebration and an eclipse. Now, it's oftentimes celebrated during this time of the year. But it actually, what's fascinating is that it's normally celebrated on the full moon in Scorpio. Oh, but because of the two different calendars that it's celebrated, April 25th and May 25th. Okay. So quick clarification. April 25th is a big Buddhist holiday in one calendar, and then it shows up on May 25th in the other calendar. It just depends on the Eastern versus Western calendars. Okay. I apologize if I just confused you there, because essentially what I'm getting at is that these eclipses are heightened due to the spiritual energy around Wesak, and there is going to be even more energy circling the globe during these eclipses, and it's going to be even more important for us to ground ourselves. A few more words about the May 25th full moon lunar eclipse. Again, it is a lunar eclipse, and this is interesting because the first eclipse is lunar, the second eclipse is solar, the third eclipse is lunar. This tells me there's even more emotional energy coming up. There's even more emotional evolution possible. There's the opportunity to release more unconscious patterns. We will have more of our innate feelings coming up so that we can look at them and claim them and transform them to a higher expression. It could be a time when you feel that you just need to be complete with certain patterns in your life, that you're almost exhausted from them, you're just done. That May 25th eclipse is probably the most powerful because it is also around the time of the third Pluto square Uranus, which is an ongoing transit from 2012 into 2015. We're going to have that heightened energy, and that energy is about revolution and evolution, and the parts of ourselves where we give our authority away and where we are expanding our self-definitions and we are looking for more ways to be ourselves in the world where we don't require the validation externally. So that week in May, that May 20th, week of May 20th, is powerful. It's very big, and I'll be talking about it more as we get closer and we work our way through May. We're going to feel it come up, of course, and it's going to bring stuff up. But remember, everything that it brings up is for your evolution, for your divine growth, and to assist you. It's going to be a powerful, powerful month, and it's where we need to take care of ourselves, practice self-care, and be ready to ground ourselves. When I go into eclipse season, I am much more focused on the foods I'm eating, how I'm exercising, how much water I'm drinking, just these simple everyday things that help ground me and clear my energy. I'm also very conscious of my meditation practice and what I need in order to clear out the thoughts that I have coming up, because I am, of course, human, and I have stuff going on in my life too, and I've got to clear it out. I've got to let it go. I have to make the choice to do that. So that's what we're going to be given the opportunities to work with, is to exfoliate more of ourselves in the best and highest way, and also to catapult our energies forward so that we can make the most of this time and everything that's available to us. So that was a lot. This has been a longer show, but I feel like it's been very beneficial and that we covered a lot of good information. I do think we'll be doing another one of these spirituality Q&A shows. So please send me your questions either through email or Facebook, Twitter, whatever works for you. I would love to hear what's on your mind and have my spiritual team get to the heart of some of these questions for you. So let's do that. I'm going to sign off now. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I appreciate your time, and I will talk with you next week, my friend. Have a glorious day. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.